And we're back. Auto Influence checking in with automotive headlines for the past couple of weeks. Sure, we're playing catch up, but thanks for joining us, so let's get down to it. It was announced that the 2020 Super Duty is continuing Ford's inarguable reign over the truck segment, delivering some serious best-in-class numbers. These include the max gooseneck tow rating of 37,000 pounds, max fifth wheel tow rating of 32,000 pounds, and max conventional tow rating of 24,200 pounds, all when equipped with the available 6.7-liter Powerstroke diesel. Rated as the most powerful diesel offered to date by the automaker, the powertrain also earns best-in-class honors for its 475 horsepower rating, further complemented by its 1,050-pound torque rating. And for those opting for the 7.3-liter gas-powered V8, you can still enjoy best-in-class numbers with 430 horsepower, 475 pound-foot of torque, and a 7,850-pound payload capacity. That said, Ford also announced recall number 19S31 for select 2019 Super Duty trucks, consisting of 28,579 vehicles in the US, 4,316 in Canada, and 73 in Mexico. Affected vehicles might include a passenger side axle shaft that's susceptible to fracture. No related accidents or injuries have been reported, but owners are advised to utilize their parking brake pending further advisement. Affected parties will be notified with a replacement to be facilitated at no cost. In addition, Ford has announced recall number 19S32 for select 2020 Ford Explorers equipped with 2.3 and 3.3-liter engines. The recall is estimated to affect 10,655 U.S. vehicles, most of which are still in dealer possession, and is based around an unsecured wiring harness. And finally, safety compliance recall number 19C07 regarding the 2020 Ford Escape has been expanded to include approximately 9,350 North American vehicles, mostly in dealer inventory. As we fast approach the three-week mark of labor talks between General Motors and the United Auto Workers, the strike has continued on without any resolution. To date, the UAW has rejected a proposal from GM, refuting proposals related to wages and health care, among other concessionary measures. They have, however, noted that related negotiations with Ford Motor Company are, quote, progressing very well, with the expectation that any resolution with Ford will take place before any GM agreements are ratified. That said, there's not a lot in the way of GM-related news this week. Auto Influence would like to send our best wishes to all those involved in and affected by these negotiations, with hopes that a beneficial resolution is reached sooner rather than later. When it comes to Q3 sales, Ram has once again bested Chevrolet in the full-size pickup segment, showing that their debut victory back in Q1 might not have been the fluke that Chevy tried to make it out to be. With sales up 14%, Ram's quarterly numbers bested those of the Silverado by more than 6,000 units. But the sweetness of that victory feels somewhat sullied by FCA's continuing woes regarding the falsification of sales numbers. Of course, FCA has been undergoing a continuing investigation by the SEC regarding practices designed to, quote, increase sales, maintain the year-over-year sales streak, and hit internal sales targets, end quote, between 2013 and 2016. That said, FCA is now forced to cough up $40 million in penalties and $14.75 million to stockholders, along with undisclosed settlements to several dealers. So with little to cover from Dodge, Ram, Jeep, or Chrysler, let's keep moving forward. This past week, Toyota unveiled the new look to be sported by the CHR as of 2020, blending the design elements of a sports coupe, hatchback, and compact crossover. Measuring 172.6 inches in length on a 103.9 inch wheelbase, the new CHR conveys a sense of nimble agility, ideal for congested urban areas. Sporting redesigned front fascia, headlamps, bumper, grille, and spoiler, the extroverted style also includes a fastback-inspired roofline and wide-body-inspired rear quarter panels. It will be served up in three trim levels, the LE, XLE, and Limited, each of which offers distinctive value-added amenities. It will also be made available in an expressive color palette, including Blue Eclipse Metallic, Supersonic Red, and Hot Lava Orange, among others. In addition, each will come standard with the widely celebrated Toyota SafetySense P-Suite. And Lexus announced that their NX300 would be receiving the Black Line treatment with special editions of both the front-wheel drive and all-wheel drive versions to be served up for 2020. Building on to the value of the premium package, the NX300 Black Line receives 18-inch bronze-finished wheels combined with one of three distinctive colors: Eminent White Pearl, Nebula Gray Pearl, or Matador Red Mica. In addition to other accents and ornamentation on its exterior and within its cabin, the NX300 features innovative driver-assistive amenities and an infotainment system designed to maintain driver focus. Last week, Nissan debuted the redesigned 2020 Nissan Titan at the State Fair of Texas. Last year, the Titan had sat atop J.D. Power's picks for a large light-duty truck. For the coming model year, the Titan builds upon this with an aggressive new grille design, lighting configuration, and bold new front fascia. Its integrated command center boasts an internal Wi-Fi router, as well as Nissan Safety Shield 360, and an extensive list of advanced safety and driver assistive features. And Infiniti is sounding the fanfare in anticipation of their upcoming 30th anniversary in November by releasing a breakdown of what's new for 2020 on InfinityNews.com. For those interested in the forms to be assumed by the Q50, Q60, QX50, QX60, and QX80 for the 2020 model year, head on over to the Infiniti News page for a good read, with the promise of further details to follow on each model. Now let's be honest, one of the highlights of motor show season are the innovative, if not sometimes unrealistic, concept reveals. With the Tokyo Motor Show right around the corner, the often silent Mitsubishi seems to have some attention-grabbing concepts in store for us. One of which is the four-wheel drive Mitsubishi Mi-Tech. I'm not sure if it's Mi-Tech or Mi-Tech, but it's a plug-in hybrid convertible. Devoid of an internal combustion engine, the vehicle substitutes a gas turbine to work in conjunction with the four electric motors. And while we expect more information to be presented in Tokyo, we'd be lying if we said this one hasn't already piqued our curiosity. And speaking of the Tokyo Motor Show, Mazda plans to unveil their all-new EV offering, the first mass-production battery electric vehicle in their lineup, at that show. Few details are available at this time, making it kind of an effective tease. But with the impressive innovation shown by Mazda in recent years, chances are that this EV will measure up to the level of expectation placed upon its shoulders. We know we're going to be keeping an eye out for that one as well. With the Volkswagen Group among the first manufacturers to commit to the Paris Climate Agreement, the automaker has set an ambitious goal to reduce vehicle CO2 emissions by 30% by the year 2025. This is part of a wider strategy by VW, including Audi and others, to establish themselves as climate-neutral manufacturers by 2050. And after failing to meet its scheduled debut at last month's Frankfurt Motor Show, VW has announced that the 2020 VW Golf 8 will be unveiled on October 24th. The reveal will take place in Wolfsburg, Germany, marking the eighth iteration of this enduringly popular hatchback. Now, there's not a whole lot going on at Tesla, aside from some critical press and financial analysis, after the automaker missed their projected sales numbers for the third quarter by a couple thousand units. Delivering about 97,000 vehicles against the 90,000 some odd units projected is a notable target miss, but it's far from damning. And the fact that Q3 orders were at record levels still speaks to Tesla's credit. That said, it presents a unique challenge to their Q4 backlog, and it'll be interesting to see how they fared come January. And if you're here to criticize the grille design of BMW's Concept 4 like everyone else seems to be these days, take a seat. Our meetings take place twice daily at 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. Otherwise, there's not too much to talk about. So that wraps things up for us this week. Just a reminder that the Tokyo Motor Show is coming up in a few weeks, opening to the press on October 23rd. Until then, we'll be checking in with all sorts of current auto news headlines, and in the meantime, say hi to your mom for me.